a popular Outkast production.
Easier. Why didn't I wear flip-flops, damn it?
It's nice out.
It's very nice flip-flops.
I was running around in my yard with my kid, though, so flip-flops were kind of counterproductive.
Fair.
Yeah.
I saw you got chickens.
I got chickens.
Oh, yeah. Those
which is so exciting.
I know.
Did you get them at the size they are now?
Mm-hmm. We just got them yesterday.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They're about a week old. We got six. They're all supposed to be female.
You never know.
I haven't been able to find any information, but they're a specialty breed that was made for Tractor Supply specifically.
Huh.
They're a cross between a Rhode Island Red male and a female white Leghorn. Okay. So it may be like a mule situation where they're all female.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So we don't know, but Tractor Supply says like all of their fucking, what were they, Tetra Tint are female. They've been sexed. They're good.
How much were they?
$3 a pop.
Nice.
Wow.
Yep.
I accidentally bought roosters once. They were real pretty.
Yeah. That's a thing. I love roosters. We had one a couple years ago. I miss them.
I live in a city, though, or in a city, and it's like, you really don't want to have roosters. You want your neighbors to not be concerned about the fact that you have chickens.
Yeah.
And roosters make too much noise, so I left them at my friend's dad's house, and a fox got them.
Yeah, we don't know what happened to ours. We went to the Renaissance Fair the one day. Like, he crowed in the morning, and we all got up, and we went about our day, and we came home and didn't take notice whether or not he was there. And the next morning, he didn't crow. And then the next morning, he didn't crow.
Oh.
Yep. But we also have really hateful neighbors, so they may have, like, set a trap and, like, sold them to the Amish.
I don't know what's worse.
Yeah, I think I would be way more mad if it was my neighbor's fault than if a predator got to him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, predators, that's nature.
I mean, yeah,
that's a little more natural.
That's just nature, baby.
Yeah. Nature didn't mean to do it.
I had a...
Raccoons gotta eat. I understand.
I had a crackhead steal a chicken out of my backyard.
I love that story.
Yeah. I was like, okay, you're going to eat my chicken. I mean, I guess that's nature. It's a really skinny chicken. Good luck with that.
Yeah, ours are all really supposed to grow up to be skinny, 5 pounds max.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're not supposed to be meat birds, but they're supposed
layers.
To be. Yeah, that's why we got them, because, I mean, I don't eat meat.
Yeah.
Why would I get a meat chicken? That's crazy.
I have a really intense bird phobia.
Oh,
really?
When I was growing up, I grew up on a horse farm, and we always had chickens and pheasants, and the male pheasant used to try to attack me constantly when I was little. And so I've been afraid of birds ever since.
Oh,
that's awful.
Well, it's a good thing I wasn't like, hey, look, we got peeps.
Well, they're babies, and they're really like, they don't even look like birds at this point. So I would probably be like tentatively petting them.
But I forgot that you were afraid of birds.
Yeah, I have a really intense, like, crying, shaking bird
phobia. I
really
did forget about that. Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Words don't bother you, but birds.
Birds. The bird is the word.
We should probably introduce our guest.
Oh, God, right.
Or ourselves.
Or
it's fine.
For no one knows who
we
I
came
am.
This far. We came this far. No, but okay. Obviously, you're listening to the Girls on Girls podcast because, I mean, I don't know how you're accidentally.
You found your way there somehow.
My shoes are old.
Well, you could be accidentally listening to something else, and then surprise,
or maybe
we're
somebody else
not.
Put it on and you walked in the room.
Yeah, true. So I believe this is episode 46. If you've been listening to the last couple episodes, it's not just me and Ashley anymore. We actually have friends.
Yay!
I mean, we had Bill and Andrew the last couple weeks, but our stand-in for Lauren. I don't know, that sounds kind of mean.
Our
new co-host?
Our new co-host.
Maybe. Lauren's replacement probably. Since we fired Standin her.
Standin makes it seem very temporary.
Yeah.
We didn't decide
you if never
we
know.
Hired you yet.
Oh.
This is your probation period.
Oh. Nobody has probation.
But no, period. It's that Kelsey. Kelsey's been here before. You all know her.
I've been around the podcast circuit.
Yeah. You've been on at least four at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been on And Sex, Mixing It Up, Popular Outcasts.
Were you?
I swear there was another one.
Were you there for a Let's Get Twihearted episode?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
All right, so five. Shit. Mm-hmm. Shit. Mm-hmm. I haven't even been on Let's Get Twihearted.
It was just a crazy random happenstance that I was there.
I've only been on this one and one 20-minute segment of Popular Outcasts.
They finally let you come on.
Yeah, they only let me come on because Kelsey was in the room and they wanted Kelsey to talk.
Well, which is funny because when I'm on other people's podcasts, I say like three words.
It's true.
I really don't speak.
Anyway, we're kind of being a little rude.
Hi, Emily.
Yeah. Hi. We're here with the Emily, Themily.
This is the first time I've been on like to say. Any podcast that isn't my own.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, I guess you haven't. Ha. First.
That's great.
We got her
I'm
first.
Like, I'm not going to have to edit this. This is amazing.
That's Bill's job.
Thanks, Bill.
But yeah, Emily has the Make One For Me in Your Spare Time podcast. She's not on our network, but she's kind of an affiliate.
I'm a friend.
A friend.
Friend of the network.
Definitely. So you want to tell us like what your podcast is about? Or
who are you and why are you here?
My name is Emily and I'm from Troy. And once upon a time, I met this guy named Justin Strasser on YouTube. And now I have friends in this area. And
that's Justin Strasser of the Serving Ice podcast.
And my podcast is Make One For Me In Your Spare Time. And I it's like I don't have really a theme. I'm just bullshitting with people I love, but the people I love tend to talk about similar things like art or feminism or sort of like self-sufficient homesteady stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. I like the
making stuff.
The most recent one, that girl was funny.
Jackie, I like her. I've known her since
she drew you as Patty Mayonnaise.
It was awesome. And she painted that with nail polish. She didn't have any art supplies in her apartment.
That's hilarious. I love it. Talking about her go-girl. I almost got a go-girl over the P-style.
Is a P-style just a hose?
Wait, I can show you, actually.
She's carrying it around.
That's awesome.
Well, you should carry it around because that's what
you never know when you're going to have to go, girl.
Oh.
So this one it doesn't have a bladder. It's just like...
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a shoe without the top of the shoe for a very thin-footed person.
Yeah. Like a really long one of those Chinese shoes from
I was thinking about that. Like the lotus flower, what was that called?
I don't remember.
I don't know. It also kind of looks like a slide or a baby bath. I don't know.
So yeah.
This does not have, the go-girl has like a bladder that you pee
yeah,
into.
I heard. That's weird.
But this you just
weird.
Pee
out
of.
Yeah, you...
So you can stand up and pee.
You unzip your pants and you put the wide part directly against your vulva, and then this comes out of the front of the pants like a penis.
That's awesome. Someday I will master the two-fingered direct your urethra flow. I don't know. Someday. I just keep peeing on myself in the shower in the meantime.
It happens. At least it's in the shower.
That's why.
Yeah. At least it's not fucking shed with a pig in it. sorry. Yeah.
I met a girl once in elementary school who showed me that she...
I like how Kelsey and I were just like, oh, you met a girl once.
Who was she?
Okay. Sorry, go on. I knew a girl once in elementary school who showed me that she could pee standing up.
Really?
Yeah. I remember that.
I think I knew her too.
That's crazy.
Did she show people? I don't know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, huh. She ended up being gay then.
I don't how is that related?
Completely not related. Completely not related at all.
Hey, ladies, look what I can do.
But it was one of those things where, like...
That's correlation. How you attract the
it was
lesbians.
A correlation because... It was only a correlation because she...
It's not causation.
No. It was only a correlation because she ended up dressing male more than female.
Yeah.
So it worked out. Stereotypically. Cut her hair real short.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Ran into her the one day at the...
I saw her at the mall and I hid behind a tall person, so I don't have to talk to her.
Yeah. Offered her a ride.
I don't have that luxury. I am the tall person.
I just find a group of people and I make myself one of them.
Did you
a certain amount of time.
Ask her if she could still pee standing up?
I did not. I don't know if she recognized... Oh, no, she did recognize me because she was like, hey, didn't we go to high school together? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, can somebody give me a ride home?
I hate that. It's like, hey, don't I know you? Yeah, we did this thing the one time. Cool. So do you mind giving me a ride somewhere? Yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah, the one guy in our group actually did give her a ride home. But he's just a nice guy.
A nice guy or a nice guy?
A pleasant person.
Okay. Not like, I'm going to give her individual. A ride home and then...
Versus, I'm going to give her a ride home.
Yeah.
And then no. When she's home, I'll give her another ride.
awkward.
Hey.
Oh,
yeah.
God, I can't spell. Sorry.
No, keep talking. It's fine. Oh. Don't pay any attention to what I'm doing with this notepad.
I luckily live in an area where there's just buses everywhere, and if I run into people, they wouldn't ask me for a ride because they could walk to... They could probably wherever walk home or go. Wherever. Oh, that's the really nice, so nice part about living in a city.
Yeah. There's sort of public transportation here, but you have to, like, call to get it.
Yeah. Like taxis?
Mm-hmm.
They do have taxis, and there's, like...
There's, like, the trolley that takes students from SU to, like, the mall and mm-hmm. shit.
Yeah, and there's the USTA bus, too.
Well, that's only for, like, elderly and disabled.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Union Snyder Transit Authority.
Like, there used to be a bus here. No,
they're, like, short buses, but they're painted white.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I considered, like... taking a long walk, and I'm like, I shouldn't take a walk longer than I want to also walk back in your area because I can't.
You can't. Yeah.
I've been
there is none
walking to, like, from where I live in Troy to the next city, which is the capital of New York, Albany, and it's like an 8 or 9 mile walk, and there's a bike path. And the nice thing about it is that as soon as I get in Albany, there's like a bus stop that gets me on a bus right back to Troy. So I only have to walk the 8 or 9 miles one way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's not a choice here.
Here you're stuck.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
It's like, oh, I don't want to walk back. I'm just going to sit in the grass for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody will drive by and give me a ride.
Pray that you're somewhere where you get cell phone reception to call someone to pick your ass up.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done that. I went on like really long walks and I've been like, oh, it's so hot. Mom.
That's why you just, like, drive somewhere that has trails.
Yeah. And you, like, do a loop around.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we used to walk, or my mom lived, we'd walk down to, like, the creek, which was, like, about half a mile there, half a mile back. And then, like, just go, like, I'd walk in the creek then, because you could, like...
Like, in the actual creek.
Yeah.
Huh.
I just go waiting, and
because it was hot.
That makes sense.
It was nice.
I used to be all about, like, going in bogs and shit until somebody was like, oh, by the way, leeches. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm going to stay out of these places.
Yeah.
I got a leech story for you.
Oh, why?
Why would you do that to us? But now you have to.
My cousin... We used to have a campground. Well, we still do. We have a family campground in Penns Creek, and we go camping there every summer. And my cousin got one between her toes, and it was like stuck fast. And everybody's like, "Oh, you got to pick it off. You got to do this
you
and that."
Pee
and everybody,
on it.
Yeah, everybody's like trying to like light a match, blow it out, and like try to do that. None of that was working. Mm-hmm. And my aunt Barb walks up with her lit cigarette, and she goes, "Bunch of pussies." Puts it on the leech and it just goes and sizzles off. And they're just like, what? They're just like, really? She's like, it worked. What's your problem?
Wait, did she just burn the leech with the cigarette?
She burned the leech.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my cousin was screaming and she's like, it's on me. She's like, just shut up.
You ever see the movie? Let it out. Oh God, what was it? Was it The Great Panda Adventure?
Yes.
No.
I love that movie.
But like the scene there, they go through like the swamp area.
Yeah.
And they're just covered in leeches.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
There was another bear movie. There was two Saving a Bear movies that came out during the same time. It was The Great Panda Adventure, and then there was one about a polar bear. Like around Alaska, and both of them were equally awesome to me. I think I was like 8 or 9.
I don't think I ever saw the polar bear one.
It's really good.
And the polar bear one doesn't have leeches.
No.
Maybe I'll see that one.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I haven't thought about those movies in a while. I want to watch them.
Yeah, I don't typically think of them either, but you brought up leeches, and every time I hear about leeches, I'm just like, that scene. Like the two kids naked in the swamp, awful. Covered in leeches.
Ugh. I've never seen a leech that big, though. The ones that they were covered with were just massive.
Is that because they were engorged in blood?
No. Mm-hmm. I think with that blood? It was a movie thing.
All right. Because if they were smaller, you wouldn't have been able to see
maybe
them.
Maybe Asian.
No, they're like normally bigger. Like the size of your pinky nail. Like they're not normally that big. And the ones in the movie were like 1.5 inches long. Hmm. So. Movies. Lying to your childhood.
I mean, that's what they do.
Generally, I mean, I thought I could fly for the longest time.
Did you ever see that movie not with really. The geese? Where
Fly Away Home
with Natalie Portman.
Oh my God, I love that movie.
I used
Okay, that was like my favorite movie.
So it's this movie with geese that like their mother dies at their farm or something, and they need to fly south for the winter or else they'll die. So this girl and her dad construct this like hang glider plane thing, and they lead the geese. But she does this geese call that goes, I'm not going to do it because it's so obnoxious, but I used to do it constantly.
I remember, yeah.
Is this a movie that will make me cry?
No, this was before I knew you. This was like, I was like, ugh. 6.
It holds up. It does hold up.
It sounds like, I'm like, oh, they did that so sweet. I want to cry right now.
It's really sweet.
Nobody really dies or anything, so.
I cried.
Good.
I cried too. The first movie I ever cried to was Mighty Joe Young. Did you ever see that?
Yes.
No. See that shit?
Oh, was that the gorilla movie?
The gorilla falls off a building.
Oh. No.
I haven't seen it.
Doesn't he get shot or something?
No, he falls off of a Ferris wheel.
A Ferris wheel. Yeah. I cried during that part. It turns out he's alive.
Oh. Yeah, he's totally fine then. And they get him a habitat.
Well, fuck seeing that movie now.
You're welcome.
Spoilers. It's only 20 years old.
Yeah. There are a lot of movies that I haven't seen. Somebody recently told me, like, if it's after, like, 10 years, no, it no longer counts as a spoiler.
Yeah, don't expect for people not to tell you, I guess.
It's fine. By the time I end up seeing it, I'll probably forget what you told me.
Yeah,
I forgot right now.
Although,
you won't even remember what it's called.
Yeah. I have deleted people from Facebook for spoiling things.
But like TV shows?
Oh, I was so mad. Somebody spoiled the end of The Walking Dead.
Don't tell me.
I won't. No. Somebody,
those are assholes.
Somebody just spoiled
and it ended.
How I Met Your Mother.
Really?
Today.
Oh, don't tell me.
Don't tell me.
I'm really slow. I don't watch
don't tell
shows
anybody.
For it because I'm so busy. I just don't have time to watch anything.
I'm waiting to watch the end of How I Met Your Mother until they have the full season
on Netflix.
Yeah, on Netflix.
Yeah,
either on Netflix
because
or
I don't watch it week to week.
I don't think it's on Hulu.
I hear they're putting out an alternate ending. I don't know. I keep seeing
articles.
Yeah,
I heard that too. Hmm. I click on the articles and then I'm like, no, you can't read this. And I go back. But they are doing some sort of an alternate ending
because
from what
it seemed
I read.
Like people were really unhappy with
the
ending.
Yeah, but
I didn't watch that show, but.
No.
I don't know.
People were obsessed with it. Like, one of my managers at the movie theater bought her boyfriend a pair of those silk suit pajamas for Christmas the one year.
Oh, really?
For Pete's sake.
I like the show, but I don't really see anything to be obsessed with.
You
I
don't
think
like,
it's good.
Like the show.
I don't like it. Like, I wouldn't give it a note or ask
a little
date.
Yeah. Like me. Yes, no. Check one.
Maybe.
Don't even put the maybe box there.
No.
I don't want to hear maybe.
I need a definite answer. Don't you leave me
I don't want to hear maybe. And don't add stuff to the end. That is just cheating.
Yeah. I asked a kid out when I was in, like, 7th grade, and he told me that he was not going to answer me then, but he'd give me an answer within a week, and if he didn't, I could beat him with a sack of old pennies.
I mean, I guess
they have. What?
Did they have to be old pennies?
What child speaks that way?
I know. And like, he never did answer me, and I guess I could still beat him. So, Don, if you're out there,
I'm coming after you. I've been saving up my pennies.
a sack of old pennies.
Yeah, just get one of those like the old ladies
British.
Do. Right. Those like the giant pickle jars full of pennies and pour that all into a sack.
Bam.
Homie, don't play that.
Don is dead.
Don.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bludgeoned.
Bludgeoned to death.
Pennies.
Oh, God.
You better hope he doesn't get hit with a bunch of pennies anytime soon, or you're going to have, like, police on you. I've always worried about that. If I, like, threaten something jokingly that it's going to actually happen to somebody, and then they're going to hold me liable.
I frequently tell people that. I mean, especially students I hear saying, like, threatening other students. I'm like, listen, if this happens to this person and the police come ask me, I'm going to call you out.
Yeah.
You're the one.
Oh, you said you're going to push Jimmy in front of a car? Well, guess what? Jimmy just got hit by a car.
Who are we looking at? You, motherfucker.
You asshole.
So, students, you do the teaching thing.
I do. I work as a sub right now because it's really hard to find an art teaching job.
Yeah.
It's hard
to find a teaching job in general.
That's really true. It's bad, but you know, it's all the school's fault, and we should just fire all the teachers and hire robots. And
yeah, exactly.
Oh,
God! I sort of made the mistake of getting the newspaper today, and one of the articles is like, I guess Corbett cut like a shitload of money from the school budget this year.
Yeah.
So, like, the state Democrats are all like, "We're gonna fix this. We want to, like, really tax the fracking companies that are coming in, and we're going to put that towards education." I'm just like, I like what you're trying to do, but maybe just, not I don't know.
Fracking.
Yeah.
Outlaw fracking.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Instead of having it, maybe don't.
Yeah. And it's just like, I don't want the fracking, but I want schools to have money.
Yeah,
it's kind of like
a double-edged sword.
Yeah,
you know, though, like, despite everything that's been going on with fracking and everything, they're never gonna tell them to leave, like, unless
oh god no.
Yeah. No, it's too much
money.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
New York outlawed
it, signing away people. Keep signing.
Well,
yeah, and they're really fighting in Pennsylvania and stuff, but the thing is, like, people keep signing away their private properties and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that, and it's like, unless those people band together and are like, I'm not gonna take all of this money.
Oh, God.
Did you see the documentary on fracking?
Gasland?
On Netflix? Is it Gasland?
No. There's a documentary called Gasland that's about fracking.
I don't think it's
people
that one.
Light their water on fire.
Yeah, it's something like that, but I don't think it's called Gasland.
When I was working at the salon at the mall, I actually had a guy that was, he worked with the frackers. He was the guy that would, like, go out to farms and ask people, be like, hey, do you use all this acreage? If you don't, do you mind if we come in and check and see if there's any natural gas anywhere under your property? And he was all proud of his job. He's like, I'm like the publisher's clearinghouse guy. Like, some guy just inherited like 66 acres of land from his grandfather, and he's like, I'm never going to use all this land. So we bought up like 60 acres to do this on. We cut him a check for blah blah $1 million.
Like, my best friend in college, what he wanted to do, because he was really into the environment and stuff like that, and he was really against fracking, he wanted to be like the counter to that, and he wanted to go door to door and talk to people and say, okay, here are the dangers, and here is why you shouldn't do it and why you shouldn't take the money. But I think in the end he decided that was really just too idealistic. Like, people aren't actually going to listen to him. Like, he would just get a lot of doors.
Do you want to be able to light your water on fire?
Yeah.
Do you want to be able to, like, ever drink your water again? And
do you want to poison your children?
Yeah. And most of the time, like, the water that they're using, like, they're using their well water and stuff to use for their farms.
Yeah.
And to, like, water their animals.
Now they have money to buy a new place.
They have money to run public sewer all the way out to their house now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was Gasland the movie with Matt Damon? There was a movie I also saw.
Matt Damon.
With Matt Damon and John Krasinski.
Yeah, I was going to say John Krasinski.
And I don't know if that one was Gasland.
I didn't see it.
One of them was called Gasland.
Whatever movie you were talking about, I heard that it was really good. Like,
I enjoyed them both. The documentary and the feature film.
Mm-hmm.
You trying to look it up?
I'm trying to look it up. I don't think it was called Gasland. I think it was
I've heard of something called Gasland.
Gasland was made in 2010.
I don't know.
It's the documentary. Yeah. Gasland.
But I feel like there was another one on Netflix.
Probably.
Yeah. The title doesn't sound right to me.
Search fracking documentary.
Yeah, I did that. I did.
It would help if I could spell fracking, but it's cool.
It's cool.
There's Gasland 2, Frack Nation.
Does anybody here watch Battlestar Galactica?
No.
I wish I did.
Never mind. Carry on.
No, but...
they don't swear in that. Instead of, like, saying fuck, they say frack. So they like that fracking, blah, blah, blah.
There's a girl that used to be on Battlestar Galactica who lives in my area and is, like, kind of part of my friend group.
Oh, no. Weird.
She played Callie.
Hi.
So.
Tell her. I said hi.
Sure.
I know a friend of mine just posted some kind of Battlestar Galactica thing that apparently... I don't get this, but maybe somebody who watches it does.
Kelsey.
Here's the deal. Baltar? I don't know. You're smart, not bad looking. We'll throw you in a stable and keep you for breeding stock. My mom apparently pitching BSG rated X.
Nice.
I don't know who that guy is, but sure.
And
if he's not bad looking, so keep him for breeding stock. Yeah, why not? Sure.
Is that we're basing breeding stock off of? Good looking.
Apparently.
That's why not?
That's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
Hey, who else cares? I did look, actually, not related, but kind of. I did look into donating eggs.
There's a lot of process.
There's a ton of process, and I don't think I'm ovulating with Marina because I haven't had a period in a very long time.
No.
And I don't want to do that, so we'll see.
I know a girl who
I don't think you can be on any birth control if you want to donate. Yeah,
no, I'm good.
Yeah, and you have to go through a lot of testing and stuff to see.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
And
but I was like, 10 grand sounds...
Yeah, it's nice, but then...
Nice.
I'll link you to this article that my friend wrote about, like, her experience with it. It ended up that none of her eggs would take. And, like, she had, like, really kind of bonded with the woman that she was donating her eggs to. Like, that woman seemed, like, really cool and, like, kind of punk rock.
Yeah.
And so it, like, hurt her all the more when she couldn't help that woman have, like, a cool punk rock child.
I don't know. Giant bummer.
She's like, it's so many years later, and like $7,000-$8,000 is totally gone, and I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, that's sad.
Nah,
guys are. I mean, it's probably not as valuable, but like, it's not such a process for a guy to donate. Life fluid.
No.
It's so much easier to get it out too.
Yeah. And it's just they have an unlimited source.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked in when I was in college and super poor. I'm just like, I live in a city. There's lots of hospitals and shit. I wonder if I can donate eggs. I really need money. And then I looked at all the shit you have to go through. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, and like you have to do injections like every single day. And
it's a lot of work. Like you think about the hours of time you spend preparing for the procedure.
And I'm not good with needles.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that whole thing.
So,
gotta extract the eggs.
And I really like my Mirena.
Yeah.
Right where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Female sterilization needs to be something they offer on a regular basis.
Something that's less invasive and not as expensive.
And more allowed.
Yeah,
and that's the other thing. True. Like, I've asked several doctors. I'm like, can you please just sterilize me? And they're just like, you're too young. You might want to have kids, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and it's your uterus? Like, it's your life that is getting messed up because I don't want kids? Fuck you. Every fucking doctor. Yeah. Trying to find a doctor even put Mirena in.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because they were just like, Well, it's a more like long term thing. You don't know if you want to have kids yet, and yeah, like, when you do, you can dig it out.
And it only takes a couple months for your body to go back to normal, if that.
And it takes less time for your body to go back to normal with Mirena than it does if you're on the shot.
Is Mirena the one that's advertised as the one you should take if you've already had one child or something? Isn't there one?
There's two different kinds of Mirena.
There's Mirena
and Paragard.
And Paragard.
Yeah, I've got the Paragard.
I had the Paragard.
The Paragard is copper, and you still ovulate. Mm-hmm. And the Mirena is hormonal.
Yep. The copper just makes your uterus inhospitable.
It's kind of
like
weird
a fortress.
Awesome. Yeah.
Kind of.
That's kind of cool.
It's like the egg's like, shit, I don't want to live here.
You're like, can I just stick pennies in there?
Right?
How does that work?
Just stick like a when sack you rub full of pennies.
Bring it back. It's like when you rub like a wart with a penny and it falls off, right?
That's how
that
works.
Is that a thing that works?
No.
What?
No. I've never heard that before in my life.
No.
That's an old like wives' tale. You rubbed your wart with a penny and then stuck it on the floor for someone else to pick up.
Ew. The wart or the penny?
Old people are weird.
Penny.
Oh, the penny.
So the wart is not on the penny. Okay? The wart doesn't go anywhere. You're just rubbing it with copper.
Yeah.
And which does nothing.
And the idea is that you're, like, spreading your warts to other people?
It's that you're getting rid of your warts, and I guess you don't really give a shit about whoever picks it up.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's some, like, voodoo stuff.
You're giving them cooties.
I would say more voodoo than anything else, yeah.
I've never heard that in my life.
No.
Huh.
God, I hate people.
You weirdos.
Oh, us? We're the weirdos.
You're the one spreading your warts around.
You're the one dropping pennies everywhere.
Why do you think I'm a redhead with so little freckles?
Actually, you're the one dropping pennies everywhere, Kelsey.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Warts?
She leaves change like, everywhere.
I always know where Kelsey's been in the house because there's like a penny.
A penny? Just one.
She Sorry. Just leaves them laying.
Pennies in the basement, pennies in the hallway.
You should write a rap song.
Right? Aislinn, I don't know what you're complaining about. You're getting paid.
I leave them. I'm like, I know it's just a penny, but I would still feel bad. Like,
oh, you can just keep it. Just keep it in a change jar marked Kelsey's change.
It'll accumulate,
and eventually she'll have a savings fund.
There you go.
Aww,
she can get a burger.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you
from McDonald's?
speaking of burgers, Jeff and I braved Red Robin for the first time in months yesterday.
You did. Oh,
shit. Yeah,
to visit Kelsey.
No, well,
it was really creepy.
No, it was.
Because I left and like 10 minutes after I went to work, I saw them sitting there and I was just like, couldn't we have ridden together? Like,
you didn't even offer a ride, you assholes.
Shut up. No, we had a bunch of shit to do yesterday. Like we had a whole agenda and we were like, well, let's just get lunch while we're out. And Jeff's like, all right, where do you want to go? And I'm like, I kind of want to Boca Burger. He's like, you want to go to Red Robin? I was like, no, but yeah.
But not on an onion bun.
Not on an onion bun, because onion buns are evil. Though Jeff got the fucking A1 peppercorn burger on an onion bun.
What's wrong with the onion bun?
There's chicken stock in it.
The fuck?
Yeah, there's chicken stock in all their buns except for the sesame and the either whole grain or whole wheat.
And probably gluten.
I have no idea. I just know that, like, the only plant-based buns are the sesame and
that's
the whole.
That's such cream. Bullshit. That pisses me off. So if it's not like a bacon bun, why the fuck are you putting meat in it?
Exactly. I told that to Bill it and makes he you was wonder, so sad.
It makes you wonder what other foods, like from McDonald's or Burger King or wherever, has chicken.
I stopped eating gelatin and I like... And
not that
I
eat fast food anyway.
But look at the labels of everything. I'm like, in all the hell of a good dips. Or at least all the ones I've looked like gelatin. Like, why is there gelatin?
Most
here?
Yogurts too.
Really?
Most yogurts, yeah. And like any frosted like Pop-Tarts or cereals. Like I can't have frosted mini wheats anymore. And I really like those.
Yep.
And even like even
I went
Trader
through the struggle years
still.
Ago. It's hard, man.
It's like what the fuck. Fine. I got these vegan marshmallows.
Betty Crocker fruit snacks are the only fruit snacks I've found without gelatin.
I have not.
I don't know if you're into fruit snacks.
No. But I'm desperately looking for the frosted mini wheats that don't have gelatin in them. I found Pop-Tarts without gelatin, frosted ones. I think those were Trader Joe's.
Of course. The closest Trader Joe's is like an hour and a half away.
I'll bring some for you next time I come down.
Yes. I get a Trader Joe's care package every Christmas for my brother because he works for Trader Joe's in California.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So it's we get like
butter.
We got gingerbread, like cookie dough butter.
Cookie
stuff.
Butter.
Yeah.
Speculoos.
Yes. Yes.
So good.
And I'm like, that's a terrible name. But yeah, we get like beer or wine and then like fruit leather and then a bunch of like salty snacks and weird shit.
That's awesome.
And then always like a Trader Joe's shopping bag. And I was like, I feel awkward taking this to Giant.
Oh, I wouldn't. Mm. I'd be like, get a fucking Trader Joe's and I wouldn't have to carry around this bag.
God, right? Well, it took till what, like 2012 till we even got one in State College.
Yeah.
Does your Natural Food Mart have their own kind of take-home grocery bags? Reusable grocery bags?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
We have a food co-op that's just, like, bought a big building and reconstructed and is beautiful and large, and they've sold reusable shopping bags for a while. And I kind of feel a little bad, like, I want to bring other bags in there. But, like, Trader Joe's. Like, they're clearly, like, they have different ethics and... The Trader Joe's is in direct competition with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my area, at least.
Hmm. We need more natural food places.
We've got two. Yeah. Lewisburg and Williamsport.
Yeah, but they're little.
Yeah. Well, they have a lot of stuff, though.
There's one in Bloomsburg, too, but they're all, like...
Yeah. I never go to Bloomsburg, so I just forget.
Yeah,
I never go
there. That it exists.
What's the one in Williamsport?
Fresh Life.
Okay.
It's on the south end of the strip near the sheets in the Econo Lodge.
Okay. I'll have to look for it next time I'm poking around there.
It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. There was a very small co-op in Troy. The big one in my area is in Albany. And people were talking about how they think the reason that a lot of people didn't shop there, because it was trying to be like a grocery store for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have their, like, slightly marked up regular people food, and then they had a, like, really great bulk section where you could save a lot of money. But they're like, some people who've not used that before are afraid of it, and they don't realize, like, bring your own container, and it's so much cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
I would want to get some of those soap berries you were talking about.
Yeah, I haven't seen any, like, in person anywhere. And then I keep forgetting to order them when I'm on the internet.
I think I had a dream about them that they, like, arrived in a sludge. I don't think that's really how they come, but...
No.
Probably not. Actually, just when I was with my mom the other day and we went grocery shopping. She went to Walmart and I bought absolutely nothing because I'm just like...
Good for you.
Do all your shopping, Mom. That's fine. Cool, yeah. And she's
your mom works for Walmart. So
she doesn't anymore.
Oh.
She finally got her permanent disability.
Oh,
so that's really cool.
Nice.
She was like, do you want to go to the, I think it was Wegner's?
Wanger's in Mifflinburg?
No, it was in like Evil.
Oh, I don't fucking know then.
So, Elizabethville.
Is it that little Amish
place? Yeah, it's a little Amish place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I was like, yeah, I'll totally go in there. So I like went in. She's like, yeah, take your time. She's like, but they only really take cash. And I'm like, how much do I have? $27. Okay, I'm spending all of this. So I got unsweetened cocoa powder that's all natural. I got some chia seeds, which I've been putting in my smoothies.
They're so good for you.
Mm-hmm. And they taste really good. Like, they're like crunchy and they pop.
Mm.
They're really weird. I got a bunch of gelatin that's like in the actual containers instead of the little tiny boxes.
Nice.
Because I'm not a vegetarian.
It's fine.
I don't remember what else I got.
I'm gonna make the coffee jello that we talked about on Tuesday.
It's not regular. It's like all flavored.
Oh, you get.
I got flavored stuff for jello shots. I got some popcorn too. Like regular popcorn. I don't remember what else I got.
I always forget. Yeah, there is the...
Like, filled up my entire thing.
We have Wanger's in Mifflinburg, which is also run by Amish people. Maybe it's an Amish chain. I don't know.
I doubt it.
But, yeah, they have a bunch of that bulk stuff, too. And they also do, like, Surplus Outlet does and has, like, factory seconds kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's... Most of it was, like, factory seconds.
Yeah. It's like, these chips look fine. Oh.
Oh, I see why.
Oh, no. they usually are fine.
Okay. Yeah. They're normally fine. They just have, like, a misprint on the bag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that happens.
Who knows? Who cares?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Cheap pretzels.
Yeah.
Somebody, so like somebody was sleeping on the job.
I don't know, yeah. Maybe.
Like the bags were printed sideways or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any idea how that happens. But yeah, Surplus Outlet is a lot like that too.
I can't go in Surplus Outlet.
You have to watch the dates on everything.
Yeah.
And I don't eat expired food.
No. Like, that place ekes me out a lot.
Yeah.
They have a like decent produce, mm-hmm. but everything else I'm just kind of like
It has a certain grungy feel when you walk in the doors.
Yeah.
Just feels sweaty and uncomfortable.
It's like Ollie's but only food.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool, like if you're willing to like go in there and actually spend some time and
look everything
and look through everything,
okay. Ick, you can make out really well. You mm-hmm. just have to look carefully.
Yeah.
Buy any meat products because there's no risking that.
No. And I went there when I was like uber poor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, I have $30 to spend for the entire month on food.
It's like a step above dumpster diving.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because it's all on shelves and has prices on them.
Yep. I mean, $30 for a month. You could buy so much pasta.
It's basically all what I did.
Pasta. Yeah.
I did not eat very much meat that month. Yep. Yep.
Get like a ton of ramen.
And put on like 18 pounds of water weight.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You could just get the noodles and then put your own stuff
That's
on
them. True. That's Spices are expensive, though.
Spices are expensive.
I have a pretty stocked kitchen of spices. That's the problem. Like, I have everything I need to cook as long as I have the sort of main ingredients, and then you run out of those and it's like, oh fuck. Like, I could make you anything as long as like you bring over some vegetables and a little bit of pasta. Spice that shit up for you.
I'm kind of limited with like seasoning, with a lot of seasonings because of the whole sodium thing.
Yeah.
Mm. But Mrs. Dash just came out with like their own chili powder and their own taco seasoning and their own like pot roast and things like that seasoning, fajita seasoning, and it's all no sodium. Fajitas.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Vaginas.
Fajitas.
Fajitas. Fajitas. Fajitas.
What?
Like you live in Central PA. Have you like never heard somebody call it a fajita or a tortilla?
Sometimes people
tortilla.
Sometimes people come into Red Robin and instead of the jalapeno bun, they order the how do they say it?
Jalapeno?
Like, yeah, jalapeno bun.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
Jalapeno. Are they serious?
I'm not sure which is worse, or people like the girl you had on your podcast last, Emily. She was talking fine, and then I think she said Nicaragua, and she like super emphasized, like made it super Spanish. Nicaragua.
I think somebody call me out for this too. But when you like, sometimes people say the name of like places near me weird, mm-hmm. like they're like Albany or something. I'm like, no, mm-hmm. it's Albany. And so then when you spend enough time in places, and you just like say like, I can't. It pains me to say like Seville or Madrid. Like I'm like Madrid. Sevilla, like I can't, like I just say it, like they
I get
say
it, like that, because that is how it's said. It's just the way people, like I don't know, it bothers me. Yeah, it's like it's all English up until like this one random word. You just gotta like spice up the sentence. Or people that are like ordering shit, like this happened to Jeff a lot at Dunkin' Donuts. Is like they would order stuff and they would want their sandwich on a croissant, and they would be like da 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 on a croissant.
I do it with the word sangria, like it hurts me to say it otherwise, and then I'll like have a conversation with the waiter like sangria, like what, like the sangria.
Sangria,
that's what I want, this one. I don't know, but you hear people too, like in Spanish speaking places they use English words, blah, 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 those blue jeans, blah, blah, blah. Like, what?
Yeah,
I've heard people do that.
They're some like, things. It's just so much easier to say than like the Spanish translation. Like, compañero de cuarto is so much more words than roommate.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
I'm like, oh, I see how we sort of take each other's words.
Yeah, things are kind of turning around. Like, we adopted so many languages to form English, and now, like, they're adopting our stuff. Because they're like, oh, that's so much easier to say.
Yeah.
If they would just adopt a single word for the, instead of, like...
all the different kinds of...
articles. L, or... lay, or la, or los, or...
I'm trying to learn French. I've been, like, very, very... casually courting French for years, and yeah. I got somebody who told me about the Duolingo app.
Yeah, I tried that for a while.
I'm like, oh, this is really amazing. This is I taught Spanish for like a couple months at this private school, like right when I got out of college, and as a teacher and as a person who like studies languages, I'm like, this is really well designed educational tool. Mm-hmm. Like, it does the reading, it does the writing, it does the speaking, it does the listening. Mm-hmm. Like, how does it hear me?
Hmm.
And I'm like, okay, trying to get the, like, all of the different the's, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Someday.
Took Spanish for, like, 2 years in high school.
I took German.
Ooh, guten Tag.
I should have taken German.
I really don't remember how to say anything.
I took a, like, they had, like, some sort of continuing education class for children. Hmm. And I took German, and, and the only thing I remember from that was "Schönes Wetter heute."
Something house?
Nice weather today?
Oh, heute. Right. God. Yeah, that's how long it's been. Yep.
I don't know. I took classes with adults later on during my school career, and I'm like, this is all so complicated and over my head. I give up.
Let's get back
to the peanut butter ribbon candy class. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every now and then I'll get a customer that, like, speaks Spanish, and I'm just like, okay.
See.
Like, they don't speak English?
They do a little, like, very, very little, but they're almost refusing to speak English in a way.
Do you speak Spanish better than they speak English?
No.
That's always like what I go to. I'm like, who speaks whose language better? And we'll do that one.
Yeah. They definitely like they can speak English because they're saying like a couple words, and then they'll just get frustrated and say the entire sentence in Spanish, and I'm just like, who is that helping?
I mean, at least they get to express it.
Like, I get that you're frustrated. I'm frustrated too.
You need like pictograms.
I don't know. Normally, I'm like short, long, this, that, head. Like, you end up having to point at things and to find out what they want.
Just get flashcards.
Yeah. Which one do you want?
That was not a bad idea. I mean, I don't know how often that's a problem for you, but
yeah. It's not that often of a problem.
Then I guess you shouldn't bother with the flashcards.
Yeah, it's like 3 times a year.
Is it the same people all the time?
Normally, yeah.
Oh.
And one time I had somebody in that was completely deaf, but that wasn't very hard because then you just, here's a piece of paper.
Yeah, oh my God. I had a guy that came to the theater that I'm pretty sure after a while was, he either thought we were like really good friends or he was like trying to pick up on me.
Mm. One thing I didn't understand about the deaf person, terrible handwriting. Like awful. I couldn't even read the handwriting. And I'm just like... is this an A or an O? What are you writing?
You
and
expect it was like if they have to use tiny writing to communicate.
Yeah,
be
like,
better
yeah.
At it.
Like, if this is what you have to do to talk to people sometimes, then wouldn't you think that you'd want to practice it a little bit?
Was he left-handed? I'm left-handed.
Are you saying that I'm prejudiced against left-handed?
Does that make
people?
Your writing bad?
I have no idea what hand he
generally wrote with. People who write with their left hands have sloppy handwriting. Look at my handwriting any day of the week.
It is awful.
My mom's a lefty and she hates her handwriting, but I don't think it's sloppy. I think it's fine.
I try. If I make a mental note to try to make it legible, I can do it. But nope.
We share the appointment book at work, so it kind of has to be legible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I always write things better.
I write in all caps. I started when I took like an engineering class in high school when I thought I wanted to be an engineer. And I've just kept it. Like, yeah,
why do they Why do they write in all caps?
Legible.
Hmm. Makes sense.
I don't know. There might be a better reason than that, but it makes it super legible.
It looks like they're yelling all the time, though.
But before the internet,
Right.
There wasn't really right. an association with that. Which I guess is why old people don't realize the symbolism behind.
Grandpa, when you text me in all caps,
which by
I
the
think
way,
you're
how
yelling
they,
at me.
How do they even get their phone into all caps anyway? Like, is that a setting that they're actually going into?
I'm going to say that they accidentally press the wrong button.
Yeah.
And it just, they don't know how to change it
yeah,
back.
Yeah, on the iPhone, you just tap twice.
You tap twice on the shift key and then.
Well, how many old people yelling at you on the phone have iPhones? It's usually like T9 pads.
Yeah.
Yep.
It took half an hour for them to craft that message for you.
And it is two sentences.
Yes. All caps.
How are you today?
And they misspelled.
Do you
want
to go to
words.
Dinner? It has a 9 in it.
Do you want to go to dinner 9?
My dad types with two fingers and it takes him a long time to find each key. And then he like brags to me about like how good he is at using the computer. I'm like, you can't even turn it on, Dad. You have a Facebook account, but only because mom made it for you. It's like your puppy dog's Facebook account. Like she asks him like, what do you want to put on here today? And he'll tell her and she'll type it for him. She'll like upload pictures for him. She thinks it's real cute. I'm like, I'm not going to be Facebook friends with like my dad through you. When he operates his own Facebook account, maybe then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like your mom has two Facebooks.
Yeah.
Or wait, she has her own though.
She does have okay. her own. Yeah.
Why don't they just have a shared one?
I don't know.
Because who wants to be that person?
Lauren.
Right.
But only shut because up, guys. Only because AJ wouldn't create his own, so
and he kept using comments. Yeah, he commented on one of my pictures last night and then like at the end it was ... AJ. he commented on that Playmobil set I got from her. He's like, I don't see any Transformers. She's gonna grow up maladjusted. ... AJ. Thanks.
I think my brother's actually doing a good job of making my niece pretty adjusted because I gotta give him that much because Gabby will give her like pink stuff every once in a while, tutu, sparkly, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother will be like, here is a fake BB gun and here is some camo.
your niece
and here
is
are
like,
some Hot Wheels.
Is your niece even two yet?
No.
Shouldn't she not be having a fake gun?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's never too early.
Have you met my brother? You haven't met my brother.
I haven't met your brother.
It's not too early.
I haven't met anyone in your family. It's not well, I have. That's a lie. Your cousin was on the last podcast.
Oh.
Like, who have you met?
And I saw his dad yesterday, too. That's funny.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he came into Kohl's as I was leaving.
Oh. Sweet.
Hmm. Terry Sr.
I always called him my Uncle Terry, even though he's, like, technically my cousin.
Yeah.
Because Andy's, like, my second cousin.
Hmm.
But whatever.
If it fits.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know how that started. But my mom one day was like, you know he's not your uncle, right? I'm like, wait, what?
There are some
He is old enough to be my uncle. It's fine.
Yeah. We have a very large family. My mom had 7 siblings. So... Woo.
My mom had 8 siblings.
Yeah. I thought my dad had a lot of siblings with 4.
No.
Man.
Nope. Central Pennsylvania farming families. Nope. Lots of kids.
Oh, yeah. Lots of extra hands.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Yep. Got to pick those eggs. Milk a cow.
Weed the garden.
Whatever they do.
Oh, are you guys still getting a goat?
Eventually, hopefully.
What kind of goat? The Hummel Farm has goats for sale right now.
I saw. They also have Easter bunnies for sale.
Yeah. Yeah, they have like...
So I don't know if I want to support those awful people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Because you don't support having bunnies for Easter?
No.
Okay.
I don't think you should give your child a bunny for Easter.
No.
I don't think a rabbit is a good present.
I got one.
For a child.
I got one when I was like 8 or 9.
Yeah, me too.
For Easter.
Yeah, but did you take care of it?
I think my mom did.
Yeah. That's why when we got our peeps tractor supply, you have to get a minimum of 6 peeps because they're agricultural. They're not like for gifts or for food.
That's good.
Makes sense.
That's neat. They, with bunnies and stuff, a lot of times they end up just going back to shelters because
yeah,
after it gets to be a big bunny and it's a giant asshole because bunnies aren't really the best pets.
They're stupid.
They kind of like just bite through all the cords and
they kick their shit everywhere.
They're awful pets. They're just terrible.
The guinea pig is a good pet.
Yeah,
they're decent. Yeah,
they end up going back to shelters and then
sad. We drove by the farm a couple weeks ago and they had the bunnies actually out. They had the fucking cages stacked on top of each other because, you know, that's great. Bunnies pooping on each other because, hey, why not? And they had, like, they're, like, 2x2 cages and there's probably, like, 5 to 10 bunnies in each cage. I was like, that's fucking disgusting.
Yep.
It's really sad.
You people are the worst.
But I don't really want to support those people. All
right.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. The Middleburg farm auction is every Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
Yeah, we haven't gotten around to it yet. We're definitely getting chickens first. He's still building the coop.
Yeah. We got chickens first.
We don't have a coop.
I know. We technically don't either. We have a run, but we don't have anywhere for them to live yet once they get a little bigger.
Yeah.
They're in an aquarium right now with a heat lamp.
I saw that. That was adorable.
We've got some time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're not going to be fully feathered till they're like 8 weeks, so we got like a month and a half to go. Then watch out.
What do they eat when they're that little?
Chick crumbles, starter food. It's like chicken food with like extra vitamins and like medicine and shit in it.
Neat. Yeah. How long do chickens take until they're laying eggs?
20 weeks. So ours are not going to be laying until like mid-fall. Get to play with them though. Get them used to it. That way they don't try to like peck my hand when I go grab eggs.
Yeah.
Because they're dumb birds. And I was thinking, like, chickens are pretty fucking stupid. That's what dinosaurs evolved into. So how stupid were dinosaurs, like, that this is the evolution of them?
Yeah.
Sorry, Justin Strasser. I know you love dinosaurs. But they were probably really, really stupid.
Wasn't it proven that they had very little brains?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bird brains. Smaller. That's where the terminology came from.
Yeah.
Lizard brains.
Lizard brains. Even smaller.
Yes.
Although the little bearded dragons that we have at work, they're my favorite things to walk by. Because you just walk by it. They cock their head like, what? Food? What's going on?
They're pretty adorable. They're all,
and they just like, they'll paw at like the top of the thing and be like, hey, look at me.
Oh my God. Aww. Your store just
And they're like, they're 3 inches long. They're just teeny tiny little things.
Your store just got a juvenile veiled chameleon and it's like this big.
We didn't get it. It was smaller than that when we just got it. Yeah, it was it was in the quiet room.
It
was in the new arrival room.
They're so hard to keep alive.
Yeah, my friend actually has, the one girl I work with has a chameleon, and this thing is the most spoiled thing ever. She has, like, she wants to grow, like, an actual plant for it so it can just eat it. Because there's this one flower that it can eat. Because she's trying to get it to eat, like, vegetables. Because at this point, it's only eating crickets. Because it's just like, I don't want your stupid vegetables. And I don't want your mealworms. And I don't want your strawberries. And I don't want your lettuce. I just want the damn crickets. And get out of my cage.
Maybe she could, like, make the lettuce dance.
She tried literally everything. Oh. Yeah. She even tried, like, crushing the mealworms or the cricket on the lettuce and, like, seeing if he'll eat it that way.
Yeah. Blech.
There's the other disgusting thing about lizards. Yeah. But, yeah, she said that eventually they'll grow to, like, 2 feet long.
Mm-hmm. Veiled chameleons, yeah, they get, like, that big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, excluding tail.
Yep.
The size of your foot.
I don't need a huge cage. Bigger. I don't need like a 6-foot cage.
You can't handle them a lot because they're like super sensitive to like the oils of your skin.
Yeah, it like she'll get it out like once a day and it likes to like claw up her arm and just like sit in her
their little feet.
I know, they like claw. They're really neat and you can like only tell where it's looking because it's got like it has, like, the eye, but only, like, a little tiny section of it is what it sees out of.
Oh, yeah.
But it can move the entire thing.
Like Rango.
Yeah. It sees, like, backwards and shit.
Yeah.
And
they can move their eyes independently.
Yeah. And it'll crawl up and just, like, sit in her hair. Just chill out there.
So weird.
What lizards. Are those little lizards that they have at the Renaissance Fair?
Oh, those are...
They're baby dragons, Kelsey.
Yes, I know. I actually had a fight with the guy when I was there. I was like,
I remember
like,
that. I was like,
well, what are they?
You.
They're annuls.
And he was like, they're baby dragons. And I was like, no.
They're
but annuls. If we weren't right here, right now, what would they be in real life? Because I
can't
want one.
Character.
I really yeah. want one. Really
they're annuls.
He told me.
They're selling them and telling you that all they need is like the warmth of your hand like once or twice a day, and they only need to eat like vegetables and this and that, and none of that is true.
They're like
this cage is perfectly fine for it, and it's this little tiny carry home cage and like this thing needs a 10-gallon tank at least, at minimum when it's little. And
they don't
it needs
get
crickets.
Like any bigger than that, though.
Yeah, and it needs crickets and fucking mealworms and vegetables and vitamins, and you have to mist them.
Yeah,
and they need like actual like
they do
hair
have, like,
and a heat lamp.
Fact sheets and stuff. I don't know if
yeah, but
how much reliable information.
Their fact
is on
sheet.
There.
What I'm talking about is their fact sheets are
oof.
Wrong.
Oof.
Their fact sheets aren't even
well because
freaking
nobody's gonna buy them if they think they're that much work.
So they shouldn't be selling
and
them.
And yeah. they're selling them for $15 with the cage.
Mm-hmm.
They're $6 at PetSmart.
Well, the cage is, let's see. The cage probably costs about $9 then. So.
Yeah, probably. But it's just...
Yeah. No lizard can live on plant matter alone. They need protein from bugs and shit. Anyway. So lizards.
Know what you're buying. Know what you're buying.
Don't buy a pet from the Renaissance Fair.
That should just be a general life lesson.
Yeah, just don't buy pets from people who shouldn't sell pets.
Don't.
Like the Amish.
Buy.
Pets. Never buy pets from the Amish.
Like, is it the Amish that run the Renaissance Fair?
No.
It is just outside of Lancaster.
It is, yeah. So maybe.
Why not the Amish?
Puppy mills.
Oh.
Yeah, they're notorious for animal abuse and overbreeding.
Oh.
Inbreeding.
Yeah. I didn't know that was associated with the Amish at all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's really bad with the Amish.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, can we bring this up? Just to go out on? Can we?
Fine.
Yeah.
Shut up, Ashley. Fucking stab you with this purple pen from Planet Fitness.
It's a cool pen.
So
it's a pen. It's all right.
It's yellow and purple and writes in purple ink. It's okay.
Rainbows and puppies and unicorns.
Woo! Unicorns. My house is so full of unicorns right now. It's disgusting.
What? Why?
Morgan.
Yeah. Oh.
I have a child who's on a giant, like, unicorn kick.
My bedroom was all unicorns when I was a kid. But I don't
oh,
think
yeah,
it
me
was
too.
I was obsessed with unicorns when I was ages.
I think my mom liked unicorns.
Nine.
And just put them in my room.
That she's like, be. I don't want these anymore. I have a daughter.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
My daughter will love these.
I had a photograph of like a bearded goat with a horn on its head. And I thought the unicorns were real because I had photographic proof.
Yeah. My grandparents awesome. Sent me postcards with like, obviously Photoshop pictures of unicorns in fields. And I was like, it's real. Because my grandparents were out west at the time. I was like, that's where they are.
They live out west.
Go in there.
One of these days.
They run with the wild stallions.
And you find out when you're older that they're not real.
It took me too long.
No.
Wah, wah. All right. So, unicorns.
And narwhals are real.
Narwhals are real. They're the unicorns of the sea.
Narwhals and rainbows are things that I forget are real.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right, I'm done.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.